This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know, sometimes you wake up eager to cover the economic news of the day, and you realize that the economic news of the day doesn't really feel like news. The Consumer Price Index that came out this morning, data for September, put year-over-year inflation at 3.7%. In August, year-over-year, 3.7%. Earlier this week, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York was out with its survey of consumer expectations, which showed our expectations for inflation. They are stable, too. So if the news is that there's no news, is that good news? Here's Marketplace's Kristen Schwab.
So to answer the question, yes, there's a reason why the phrase no news is good news exists.
I'll take it.
Of course, it would be better if we were getting news that inflation were falling.
But we're still progressing.
Those are economists Mark Zandi, Carola Binder, and Sean Snaith. Zandi at Moody's Analytics says inflation has more or less been stagnant for most of 2023, but that this is part of the journey, and we just need to sit tight and be patient.
People think the pandemic is in the rearview mirror, and it is, but the fallout still continues.
We're still waiting for the dust to completely settle when it comes to consumer spending and work habits. And we're waiting for all the action from the Federal Reserve to settle, too. Carola Binder is at Haverford College.
It's kind of a popular expression about monetary policy that it has long and variable lag.
Long and variable lag. That's economist speak for boosting interest rates is a bit of an experiment that will take a while to get the results.
So that's partly why things are so uncertain right now. We're kind of waiting and seeing what is it going to do to inflation and what is it going to do to the labor market.
The worry, though, is that as the path to the Fed's inflation target of 2% stretches, consumers will get used to prices going up. It's why Sean Snaith at the University of Central Florida says stubborn inflation can hurt the progress the Fed has already made.
You've got to get the job done because the expectations are really a powerful thing. And, you know, if this path to two, you know, stretches out for, you know, several years, it may be difficult ultimately to get there.
It's kind of hard to feel like we're getting anywhere with inflation, like we're on a hamster wheel, sprinting in place. But Snaith says for now, that's okay.
The hamster's still working, I guess. And who is the hamster? Is it Powell? Is it the consumer? Is it all of us?
Maybe a tad existential. But the point is, we have to run in place for a bit to figure things out. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.